Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. If Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one.
please push 1 if you can hear me, so we don't go through what we went through last week. Okay, thank you, thank you. All right, I got someone who's already, area code 276, did you mean to push 1?
Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm tired. I'm trying to hold back my tears because I don't want to cry. This is Sister Jackson. Brother Jackson is in the 4th hospital. He's not doing well. He still can't walk. He's got edema. He's got heart failure. He's got kidney failure. He's got just about everything. His organs are failing. And they're going to start dialysis on him tomorrow because that's about, they say, the last thing that they're going to try to do. I've been praying. I've hardly had any sleep. Don't have an appetite, really. And just been crying out to Yah and praying as hard as I could. And I'm not going to stop because I know that he is able. And if he chooses not to, then that's okay because I know that he still loves him and he takes care of him. He is not doing well at all, Sister Ayina. Not good. The reports of all the lab work and the different tests and the, you name it, they've done all the tests and everything on him, but I haven't been getting good results or good reports, but I refuse to give up. I keep praying, and deep in my heart, I'm trusting God to do what he wants to do because I want him to live and I want him to be healed. I'm praying for a miracle, but I also am praying that God will strengthen me and I will accept whatever decision he makes because he knows best. That's where I'm at right now. So when you guys don't hear from us, it's really a bad, bad situation. And that's all I could say because I just am lost for words except to ask, please pray for me. Pray for him especially. My heart aches, yes, but I just don't know what else to do. Please pray for him.
I'm so, so sorry. Okay, we're going to do that right now. We're going to do that right now. And no need in waiting. We're going to do that right now. Everybody turn toward the east. Let's turn toward the east. And please cover up for all the women. Cover your hair. And we're going to turn toward the east and we're going to go before the Father. We're going to go before our Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm going to give everybody a minute. Let's go to everybody that's on the line. You know, pray with us. Everybody that's under the sound of our voice that's listening, please pray with us. Father Israel, in the name of Yahawashah HaMashiach, we come before you humbly, as humble as we know how, requesting that you hear our prayer. You said that the steps of a good man have been ordered. And you said that there are many afflictions of the righteous, but that you would deliver us out of them all.
Hallelujah.
Father, you know that Sister Jackson is in, Brother William is in. You know the situation and what she's been going through and what he's been going through. We ask right now that you touch the situation, touch his body if it is your will, because we will go with whatever your perfect will is. We believe and we thank you because you love us, you protect us, and you keep us. Father, we ask right now to give her the strength to go through whatever she needs to go through and give him the strength to be able to handle whatever it is that you decide to do. And Father, we thank you and we praise you. We praise your holy name. We thank you for the time that they have had together, the marriage that they have had, the love that they have shared. And Father, we ask that you extend it and give him a little bit more time if it's your will. Father, we ask this from the bottom of our heart, that you help her and him get through this trying situation. We curse any demon and devil, any plans, anything that the enemy has put forward, we curse it right now in your name, that no harm will come nigh his dwelling. If it's your will, we ask that all of his organs come back into right place and be functioning properly. Father, we ask this because this is what we want. But if this is not what you want, Father, we have to adhere to whatever you decide to do. But you said that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we are praying and crying out to you that you have mercy and that you extend him just a little bit more time. If we're at all possible to intercede, Father, we ask these things in the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise him. Courage, sis.
Yes.
Hold on. You know.
Yeah, I did. It's not easy because, one, you know, he was in three other hospitals far away from home. And when we got back home, somebody had broken into the place. I have been meaning to clean up, but let me tell you, I just don't have the time or the energy because I'm at the hospital all day. So by the time I go home at night, I just can't be cleaning up anything. So I'm asking God to make a way out of no way and show me exactly what to do because my brain and my body is tired. But I'll keep going.
We're going to pray for you. We're holding you up in prayer. You know, we are here. I thought about you the other day because I hadn't heard anything. And I was thinking on the good end, like, well, he's just recovering, getting better. You know, but we are continuing to pray. We are continuing to go before the Father. Everybody continue to pray for Brother William, you know, and hold on. He's still here. The Most High can turn it around at any time.
Oh, yes,
and we
he
just
can. Yes,
pray. He can turn it around.
He is the greatest physician, and he is the Almighty God, our Elohim.
Hezekiah, with the prophet went to tell Hezekiah, it's time for you to get your house in order. You're getting ready to leave. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he petitioned the Most High for some more time, and the Most High gave him 15 more years. He gave
Hallelujah.
So we're just petitioning the Father right now in the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. If it is all possible and you hear our prayers, please give a brother some more time. Give Brother William some more time. You know, we come against every plan of the enemy, anything that has been done to try to take his life from him. Father, we curse it right now in the name of Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. And we're just praying for some more time. Hezekiah did it. You know, and all we can do is we follow his word.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I will be here if you need me. You can definitely call me. I will send you my phone number through your email address, and I will make sure that you get that for me. If you need to, for me to, you know, if you need to talk or anything, I'll send you my number, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure, ma'am. I'm so sorry. You know, but we're going to think good things. We're going to think good things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody don't? You guys, we got to keep Brother William in our prayers. We got to keep him in our prayers. You guys, Brother William, we got to keep him in our prayers. It's a lot going on. We are being attacked by every which way. Every turn, we're being attacked. We're being attacked. You know, we really are. We are being attacked. Brother Yerushalam, your mic is open. You're on the air.
I'm sorry I was a little late. I just heard that, and I would definitely be praying for Brother William. Matter of fact, I'm just start fasting and pray for him because he's been there for us. You know, to the sister, just hold on. You know, we're going to pray, and everything going to be fine.
Yeah, we're going to pray. We got to pray. We got to ask for him some more time. You know, we petition. Just like Abraham petitioned for the lives of Sodom and Gomorrah, he went before the Most High and said, if peradventure be 50. And the Most High said, if it be 50, I'll spare the city. And we're just asking you to spare his life. Give him some more time, you know, like you did Hezekiah. We don't have a right to ask, but we just humbly asking, you know. Woo. It's just a lot. It's a lot. You know, we going through a lot. This is how we know we at the end, because we going through a lot. It's a spiritual warfare. You know, this is a spiritual warfare. You know, that's why the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds. We got to be able to pull these strongholds down and keep moving. Praise his holy name. We are definitely going to stay in prayer. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. It is, you know, we just have to keep moving. Yes, it's been a very, very eventful week. I'm telling you, it's been a lot. It has been a lot. But we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep enduring. You know, it's he that endures to the end. You got to keep on moving. You know, we the ones that are badgered and beat up, we have to put them over in the corner and pray for them, and we have to keep fighting. You know, and then, you know, we just is just something we have to do. We have to keep fighting because it's a fight. It's a spiritual fight. And, you know, I never really realized how deep the fight is and how many enemies we are coming up against in the spirit realm. Just in the spirit realm alone. You know, it's just a lot. You know, but we have the greatest Elohim there is. He is God. Our God is God. So, you know, we just have to keep it real. He wants us to hold fast to our faith and believe him without doubting. And that's what we have to do. We get tired sometimes. Sometimes we get weary. We do. We get tired and we get weary. And sometimes we get badgered and we get beat up and we sickness and illness and financial troubles and all kind of stuff come at us. But we keep on doing it. We keep on moving. We keep on going. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Most High shall deliver us out of them all. Many. So you guys keep praying for Brother William. He hanging on. She said he hanging on. At least he hanging on. Keep praying. You know? We don't believe the doctor's report. Whose report we going to believe? We going to believe Yah's report. We just ask him for a little bit more time. Give him a little bit more time, just like you did Hezekiah. Give him a little bit more time. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Ooh, give her some strength. Give her the strength to keep enduring. Give her the strength. It's going to take a lot. It's a lot. It's going to take a lot. But we're going to get through it. We are. We're going to make it through. Anybody have anything that you want to discuss? Anybody, you know, it's just been, you know, the closer we get, the more he brings to remembrance, you know, the scriptures and the things that we know that we're up against. You know, we're up against it, you know, and I thought I saw all of the videos and what's the name of the video? Thought what, Brother Yerushalayim?
Thoughts, camera, action.
Yeah, I saw all those videos. I saw the videos that came against all the religions. I saw the videos that came against the Hebrew Israelite groups. And I saw all of the things that was said and all of the things that was done. But irregardless to what has been said and done, we still are preaching that we're the Israelites. We're still letting the people know that we are the Israelites. We are the ancient Israelites of the scriptures. Whatever it is and however it looks, Yah is still in control. And we do the work and we keep the work. Yes, sir.
I can say yes, that is so true. I got to see those videos as well, and I went and watched a couple of them, more of those, and it was telling.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It really was telling, and yes, we know that, you know, there are people who have pledged to fraternities and sororities. We know that there are people that are, we have Hebrew Israelites that are police officers. We have Hebrew Israelites in the FBI. We have Hebrew Israelites in the CIA. We have Hebrew Israelites in Homeland Security. We have Hebrew Israelites that are Secret Service. We have Hebrew Israelites that are correction officers. We have Hebrew Israelites that are wardens. So guess what? Those things that have been said in those videos are really mean nothing because we are all entrenched in this society. Everybody has a job. Everybody's been given a job. We've gone to college and got degrees. Yes, some people have come up and went into these fraternities and sororities. They pledged certain things to other guys. Yes, they did. We've all done something. The thing is, though, mm-hmm. is that we have to renounce it once we understand who the true and living Elohim is. But we can't quit our jobs. So, yes, they're going to still be police officers. Yes, they are still going to be judges. Yes, they still going to work for the FBI. Yes, they're still going to work for the CIA. Yes, they are still going to be detectives because this is how we survive in this society.
Right.
We come from all backgrounds, all walks of life. There is no one here that has not sinned and went against his word. No one. We're going to come from prostitution. We're going to come from people being pimps. We're going to have people come from drug addiction. We're going to have people coming from criminal backgrounds, organized crime. They coming from every walk of life.
Yep, that's so true.
So and my question is, what's your point? And see, that's when I see the enemy because I'm like, okay, yeah, they do that. Yeah, they throw them hand signals up like everybody else do. We even going to have some of them that's going to come with us too. But it's the Most High's job to root out the rebel. Our job is to gather ourselves. Our job is to come together so we can get ready. That's our job. Do we identify them? Of course we see it. We know it, but the scripture tells us to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So no, we're not going to go against our brothers today, and no, we're not going to bust them out on this radio show, and no, we talk among ourselves about stuff like this, and we bring out certain things, but no, absolutely we are not, because our job is to get ready to go back home to the land of Canaan. We're not going to Africa. Like, what kills me is everybody goes running over to Ghana, buying up land, buying up houses, because everybody wants to be the first people to land on. We're going to the land of Canaan. That's what he promised.
But, you know, when they do that, Sister Diana, they're taking the glory away from the Most High. Because the Most High said that he was going to deliver us. He just said nothing about going to get no airplane tickets and no buying a house or nothing in Ghana and doing all that. So he didn't say nothing about that.
Nope. You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. And that's why we stay focused. And that's why we don't go running to and fro with every wind and doctrine. Everybody that pop up with a YouTube video talking about the second Exodus and God done told me this and that. Listen. Everybody that comes out on the internet is not of Yah. And if you don't know the word, I would suggest you sit still and go somewhere and be taught until you do know it. Because everybody's trying to monopolize, and the deception is going to be great. When Yah gets ready to deliver us, you will know it.
It is so true.
Just get tired of the foolishness. And it's always somebody, always putting somebody black up to tear somebody black down. Not enough. We got Hebrew Israelites that still pastors that have not become conscious. We got Hebrew Israelites that are pastors that are conscious and don't want to leave. We got Hebrew Israelites from every walk of life. And when the Most High said that none would be left in these lands, it don't matter. You coming. It don't matter.
They going to make it so that we want to leave. Those people that saying they're not going to leave and understanding things right now, well, you get real bad. Trust me, they're going to be right there with us.
Yeah. Most I said none would be left in those lands. Ezekiel chapter 39, he said none would be left in those lands. He said, and then shall they know, this is 39, Ezekiel 39, 28, that I am the Most High their Elohim, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them anymore there. It don't matter. We coming from witchcraft. We coming from all those things. Now, are we telling you to continue in that? Absolutely not. If you in them, it would behoove you to denounce them. We coming from homosexuality, transgenderism, all of the isms and skin. We coming from all of that. That's why we have these Bible classes, so you can be taught, so you know who the Elohim of Israel is, so we can start gathering ourselves and getting ready to go. All this other stuff, you know, it's just time. It's time to stop this foolishness. It's time to start gathering and start teaching and getting ready. Y'all done dressed up. You got garb on. You done did all kind of stuff. You done created your own little cultures, and that is absolutely fine. But he told us to gather ourselves. That was the command. That was what
I want to say yes, something, and you correct me if I'm wrong. But there's also this other thing, you know, when you're talking about going to Africa, people buying houses and people looking forward to money. You can't be looking forward to getting money. You can't be looking forward to getting these and that, those things. Because the truth of the matter is, the only thing that I want is for the Most High to deliver me and my family, and that's it. The rest belongs to me. I have to be the one to show myself approved. I don't have, you know, all that money and all the getting this and getting that and trying to set up this. The Most High is setting up his own government. The Most High
is
setting up his own kingdom. The Most High is setting up his own people. You know, he ain't said nothing to us about doing all this other crazy stuff.
Nope. But those, you know what that is, Brother Yerushalayim, that those are people who are trying to benefit from other people. You know, I was guilty of that when I first started. I had everything, all the governmental officials and all the government departments and stuff set up. And I realized at some point that he didn't tell us to do all of that. He told us to gather ourselves. Everybody's going to try to figure out, well, how are we going to set it up? How are we going to be in, when we get into our own land? How is it? That's the Most High's job. Just like when he brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, they had no clue where they was going. They didn't know where they was going. They was following a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. They had to totally trust in him. Now you got all these experts that's having meetings and Facebook meetings and email meetings and conferences and all this kind of stuff, trying to do, like you said, what the Most High's job is going to do. And it doesn't matter what they do. And it doesn't matter what they say. If you want to pay money to go to that stuff, you're more than welcome to do that. But the Most High did not tell us to set up a government. He didn't tell us to set up a banking system. He didn't. When they left Egypt, they had gold and they had silver and they had cattle and they had all that they needed. And when we got to where we were going, he's the one that gave the instruction. So if you guys want to follow all these people, because people are looking for an opportunity to be in charge. And like you said, they trying to steal the glory when it's Yah's job. He said, I'm the one who put you here, and I'm the one that's going to deliver you from where you are. So, it is what it is. Man is always trying to do Yah's job. Always. They tell you what you can dress. and what you can wear and what you need to do and how you need to function, and it's already in his word. And let me read something to you, Ezekiel 36. I'm going to read this real quick. It says, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwell in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doing. Their way was before me as an uncleanness of a removed woman. He said, wherefore I poured out my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathens, and they were dispersed throughout the countries according to their ways and according to their doing. I judged them. And when they entered into the unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of the Most High and are going forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name's sake, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. He said, every time I put you into captivity and the people looked at how pitiful you was, I showed you some mercy. He said, therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Most High, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Most High, saith the Most High Elohim, when I have scattered you. When I shall sanctify in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. There is no, he is the one that's in charge, and you need to quit following these people that are trying to take you in their direction that's something that they can control. When Yah gets ready to do it, you'll know that it's him. It's just simple. It's simple. It's we're going back to our own land. We're not going back to Ghana. And if we do, we passing through. Some people show me the scripture, well, we got to go back the same way we came. Okay, that's cool. We can go back the same way we came, but we're not staying. So if you ran over to Ghana and bought up, that's on you. Because he told us he was going to let us go back to the land of Canaan. And that's where we're going. Well, Israel used to be a part of Africa. That's used to be. We know where it is now, and that's where we're going. And when he works that out with whatever country he's going to work it out with, that's where we're going. Period. But man has always tried to be in control. They are always trying to do something to lead the people astray. I see you, Erico 504. They have always done something to lead the people astray. They've always tried to, well, God told me that we supposed to gather together and the angels is coming to get us. And he told me that we such and such, and this is supposed to happen. And he told me that we supposed, listen, when the Most High gets ready to do this, you will know it. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree with everything that was said today, and what people need to learn to do is have patience. A lot of the people, they're impatient, and so the first person that come along, that's who they follow, and they're running, trying to, like you said, go buy up some land and build a house. Why would you go and buy land and build a house when he said, you don't need, you're going to come out with riches, and he has a place prepared for us. So if it's not in the scripture, they always tell you to prove whatever you're saying, or show it to me in the scripture. Show me where it says that. But when it comes to somebody telling you, go spend some money and build a house and get an airplane ticket and fly, you don't tell them to show you that in the scripture. So they should be questioning before they make their move. They should be led by the Holy Spirit, not by man. So I do agree with everything that you were saying, everything.
Got to wait on Yah. You got to wait on him, and that's the thing that they don't want to do. I mean, it's no different than the first captivity. Moshe came on the scene after being in the land of Meridian, and he came on the scene out of nowhere and told him that our God told him that it was time for them to go. I can't imagine the turmoil that he went through with those people. I can't imagine that, like you said, the impatientness of the people, you know, the anxiety and the stress. They wanted to go right then, but it wasn't designed to happen right then, because he had to do some things to Egypt, to the gods of Egypt, to let the gods of Egypt know that we were his people, and he was the boss. And it took a period of time. Guess what? They were tormented. They was made to make brick without straw. They increased the pressures on their jobs, and they was mumbling, murmuring, and complaining. And every time he did, the Most High sent him back, and sent him back before Pharaoh. And each time that he did that, he hardened Pharaoh's heart, because he had a process that he was going to go through. Now all of a sudden, we fast forward to now. The second Exodus is on everybody's lips. Pastors is talking about the second Exodus. Israelites is talking about the second Exodus. Street people is talking about the second Exodus. Prophets is talking about the second Exodus. Oh, the second Exodus is this, and it's going to be that, and it's going to be this. Guess what happens? When Yah speaks, it ain't never a whole lot of people. It's never a whole lot of people. That's why we know it's not him. It's never a whole lot of people. When he gets ready to speak and he said, okay, it's time, you'll know it. You'll know that. And everybody's going to be shocked to see who it is he's going to use. Because you know what? It's going to be somebody that don't nobody really know about. It's going to be somebody that's going to come out of the trenches that everyone's going to be like, who is that? Well, where did they come from? And you know what? Yah is going to validate that person. You ain't going to have to worry. He's going to put his seal of approval on whoever it is, and you going to know this is it. This is it. You got to worry about it. All you got to do is look at the way he did it the first time. He said, I am Yah, and I change not. You don't have to go running nowhere, paying no money for no conference, getting an advanced start before everybody else, because he's going to do it the same way he did it before. Moshe came from out of nowhere. They knew who he was, but they were like, oh, my God, is that so-and-so? He came from out of nowhere. He's going to do it the same old way. He's the same old Elohim. He's going to do it the same old way. And it's going to be negotiated, and he's going to get it set up, and then he's going to show out. And ain't nothing you're going to be able to do about it. You know, and you're going to be mad because you let these people trick you into stuff when all you had to do was sit still and wait on him, because you're going to have to wait on him. You have to wait on him. Simple as that. There's no easy answer. You're going to have to wait on him. What was that? We was in Exodus chapter 7 when he told Moshe, I've turned you into a god. He said, I turned you into a god. You go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh, what I've done, what I'm about to do. It's 7:1, and the Most High said unto Moshe, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. You're not going to have to worry about it. When it comes time, it's going to flow so smoothly, it's going to be like, what in the world? It just is what it is. Don't worry about it. I just go to work every day, and I live my life. And I impart things into my children, and I make sure that they know who he is, and I spend time doing that, you know, because it's getting rough out here. I mean, you know, it ain't easy to survive out here. The inflation is high. Everything is going on. Focus on getting your children together and get to know who the Most High is. That's all you can do. All this other stuff, these is people trying to be. These are opportunists. They want something, you know, and it don't matter. Like I said, when it happened, you're going to know it. It's going to be done so smooth, and you're going to be like, wow. They was even questioning the 400 years. Ain't no need in even questioning that. We know it's been around for a long time. But guess what? This time, the government validated it for us. So this time, we know it's the time. So you can do whatever you want to do with that. You can take that any kind of way you want it. We know they've been talking about the 400 years forever. But guess what? This time was the time because the government recognized it and put it in motion, and it confirmed something for us. So y'all going to do whatever you need to do to confirm his word. Going to do whatever you need to do to confirm his word. He said, my word ain't going to come back void. He said, I send it out and it can't even return until it do what I tell it to do. So all that other stuff, irrelevant. If they putting up Lucifer signs with their hands, irrelevant. That's on them. They're going to have to answer to the Most High. If the Israelites is putting up the pyramid sign with their hands and doing all the stuff they're doing, everybody else is doing on TV, that's on them. Because they're going to meet up with the Most High Yah. I don't spend time policing nobody's life because I got to pray for myself. I have my own issues I have to deal with every day. I don't do all that. I'll let you know some things, but I got to worry about me. My job, our job is to let you know what his words say. Once we do that, our hands are clean. If you still choose to do that and you think you're playing with something, I would advise you not to do it. I really would. Don't play with him because he's not to be played. He is a loving Elohim. He jokes with you. He talks to you. He sends people by to help you out when you need something, but he is not to be played with. He's not. He really isn't. I don't believe in wasting time like that. You know, it's just, and then you know what's so funny, Brother Yerushalayim? Those videos is all over YouTube. They platforming them. They done put them up in the forefront. Everybody get to see them.
Yep, sure have.
So
you know, it
kind of
goes back to that thing that the old people used to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Right.
I mean, really?
Real talk. That's right. Yes, sir. That's absolutely the truth because we already know it ain't nothing you not telling us. We already know, but our job ain't to focus on them. Our job is to focus on the Most High. And the people that go into whatever they go into and they get caught up in whatever they get caught up in, that's their fault because they didn't pray first. But he'll save them too. He got them too when the time comes. Because when he said none would be left in these lands, so it don't really matter.
And you know, right
for
about
all
that.
Of you,
people,
say again.
If you pray, I say you're absolutely right about that because if you pray, he going to answer you one way or the other.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And all the black people that think that this is a movement to beat up white people or to jump on white people, not. Let me tell you what happened to the tribe. I think it was the tribe of Benjamin. When they was in Egypt, they thought the 400 years was over too. And they went out trying to start a war with the Egyptians. And the Most High made them, he made sure that all of them was killed and left their bodies laying in the field so they could rot. He didn't even let them bury the people. Don't interfere with the story because everybody has a part to play. He don't need you to be the police. He don't. This ain't for everybody to start retaliating. That's not what this is. We disobeyed him and he put us here and he's going to be the one to come and get us. And whatever he chooses to do with everybody else, he's got a plan mapped out for them too. Our job is to gather ourselves. That's it.
You're right. That's it. Nothing else.
That's it. Hold on, Brother Leonard. Hold on. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You on the air.
Yeah, that was tribe of Ephraim that you were talking about.
Yeah, the tribe of Ephraim. Yeah, Ephraim. They left him laying out in the field. Then they rotted to death because they was trying to help. Now, they felt like it was time for them to go, and they took matters into their own hands. That's not our job to do. Our job is to stay focused and do what y'all tell us to do. No more, no less. Follow instructions. That's what he said in Exodus. He said, thou, he said, let me read it. And the Most High said unto Moshe, see, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, And Aaron, thy brother, shall speak unto Pharaoh, and he that he send the children of Israel out of this land. And I will hearken Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hands upon Egypt and bring forth my enemy, my armies, and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgment. He said, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Most High when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. He don't need your help. Trust me, he don't. Mm-hmm. He don't need your help. You better, it would behoove you to stop all this foolishness for real. All the pastors and the prophets and the Israelites and everybody trying to get rich off of this thing and make, you better stop. No, it says, and Moshe and Aaron did as the Most High commanded them, so did they. They followed the instruction. You got all these people running behind you, talking about they getting ready to have a conference, and they going to decide what bank's going to be used and where you going to put your money at and how they going to get tickets to get you out of here. You better leave them folks alone. And all these other people telling me they're going to rapture away, and y'all still waiting on the ships to come. Some of the Israelites talking about, we're going by ship. We're going to have the Most High, them ships coming to get us. He ain't never told us that. You're going to mess around and fulfill that prophecy that he said, if any of thine be taken to the outermost parts of the heavens, I'll fetch you from there. You're going to find out that you ain't in Kansas no more, Dorothy. Don't go that way. Don't do it.
Oh boy.
You ain't gonna be in Kansas for real. You're gonna be somewhere else. And you know that's serious, that's some serious stuff. Man, listen. No. The deception is great and he's gonna try to trick you at the end. Stop listening to them people. Start praying. Where is that scripture at? Let me find it. He said, if any of thine be driven to the outermost parts of the heaven.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 4.
Look at him. Brother Yerushalayim said, I know exactly where it is. He said, not all Deuteronomy 30, chapter 30, verse 4. He said, if any of thine. Woo! Lord, have mercy. He said, if any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Most High thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. I don't want to be out there. I'm going to stay on this earth and do it. Don't be tracked. I'm telling you. We're going to be raptured away. Don't be tricked. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Like, no. Mm-mm. Don't be tricked. You're going to find yourself somewhere you ain't supposed to be.
On a dinner plate.
Huh?
You find yourself on a dinner plate for reptilians.
Okay. That's because they don't know the word.
Right.
It's true. He's, like you said, he's been around for thousands of years. For thousands of years. And she tries to be very cunning and stick with Yah's word. Don't leave that word. If you don't know the word, go come sit down somewhere and be taught. Go somewhere that pray and ask the Most High to lead you to the right place. Pray and ask him. He'll show you. No, I do not want to know.
Pray for discernment. Pray for discernment.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but this is a new thing now. Everybody know they Israelites now. There's all kind of stuff out there now. It's okay if you want to dress up in garb, but that's not a requirement either.
Nope.
You know, it's okay if you want to do that, but that's not a requirement either. He didn't tell us to do none of that. He told us to gather ourselves. That's what he told us. You know, we don't have to put no sign on our chest to say we Hebrew Israelites. It's in our blood. He didn't tell us to do all that, but if you want to do that with other groups, that's fine. That's wonderful if you want to do that. But we don't seek the approval of the people of this land. We are trying to please our Elohim and come back into right standing. That's what this is. That's all this is. And try to get to know him. You know? We know a little bit about him, and it's awesome. I mean, it is. It's all inspiring. He got all kind of ways, sides to his personality. All kind of stuff he's revealing unto us. You know? And it's just interesting.
He even have a sense of humor.
He does have a sense of humor. He does. He really does. He really do. He'll make you laugh. I mean, he really will. He is a mess. I'm like, boy, you up to change. But he's our Elohim. But he don't play either. I mean, I don't never want to get on his bad side. Never, ever, no more, ever. Nope. I'd be like, you want to do it? Nope. I ain't doing none of that. Nope. Nope and nope. He has a sense of humor. He's very compassionate and loving. You know, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He has been faithful. All of those things. He deserves all the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love it. But he ain't nothing to be played with either. He just ain't. I'm just telling you. You know, we just got to get it right. And whatever you want us to do, we're going to do. We're going to follow your instructions. And we just have to do that. And when the time comes, you'll know it. It'll be so easy and set up. You'll be like, wow, is this really happening? Yeah. Is these ships really coming? Yeah. Are we really leaving? Yeah, because he said so.
Yeah.
You black. What he won't do for his own people. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, he said, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. Come on, we know what to do. Come on, stay focused. We're going to be all right. You know, it's going to be all right. It's not over. It's going to be all right. You know, we just got to get ready to get up out of here. We got to get ready to go. All praises be to the Holy One of Israel. It's an exciting time. It's a very humbling time. You know, a lot of Israelites have gone into quietness. They just being quiet. They are. They've done their job. They put their word out there. You know, we still letting people know, you know, this is our job, you know. Whatever it is, whatever you're doing, denounce it. Denounce the fraternities and the sororities and anything that you're doing. It would behoove you to do that. Don't play with him. He is not to be played with. Denounce all of it. Denounce it. Denounce it. Denounce it. They go to witchcraft and everything else that's involved. Just get rid of it. Turn around and say no, because he don't play. He'll be ugly. No. Oh, no. I'm so excited. I just want to see him. I just want to spend time with him. I spend time with him every day, but I want to see him. I got questions I want to ask, you know. And then I'll probably get in front of him and forget all the questions I got.
Yeah. I was about to say that.
Woo. Yes. Write them down, brother. No. Yes, indeed. I want to see him. I want to see him. I want to spend a little time with him and, you know, just tell him how much I love him, you know. And I realize, like Sister Alfion always said, he told us how to love him. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's what he said. It ain't hard. It don't take all that. Just be obedient. Just do what he say. You know, and he'll make sure that you be all right. You know, I had a lady sister Jackson that came to my first State of the Nation address, and she walked up to me and she said, I had to meet you. She said, you don't realize, and she think I forgot, but I didn't. She said, you don't realize how much your voice has blessed me, because she said, I've been diagnosed with something, and I may not have long. She said, but I had to come, and I had to come see you. Do you know that was over, whew, the first, very first one we had was over, I guess, about 8 years ago, maybe. Do you know she's still alive? She's on the class every Saturday. Every Saturday.
Praise
she's still there. She's still there.
Hallelujah. Praise
Yah. That's Yah. You know what I mean? Like I tell everybody, he already told you what to do. He said, keep my laws, my statutes, and my commandments. He said, because if you do them, you shall live in them. That's what he said. She's still alive. So he's able. You know, denounce some stuff. If you still caught up in them fraternities and stuff, denounce it, and move on. But we ain't bringing none of that with us. I'm telling you, it ain't coming. It's all for this place. You know, it just is what it is. There's no other way around it. There's no other way to do it. Some of y'all is in movies and stuff, and y'all actors and actresses in Hollywood and stuff, and this is your job, you know, and you have to do it. You're going to have to make a decision. I mean, some things you just ain't going to be able to do. You know, it just is what it is. It's time to get ready to gather ourselves so we can go home. This is what it is. Bless his holy name. I'm excited. And because we have an outcome that no other nation has. No other nation. You know? I'm excited. I just am. I look forward to it. And I hope we all make it, you know, that we get a chance to step on that boat. And we all get a chance for our feet to touch Zion. If my feet touch Zion, just let my feet touch Zion. It's a beautiful thing. You know, we got to keep the law, statutes, and the commandments. We have to. It is imperative that we do. It is. It's very important that we do this. We ain't perfect at it, and we don't always get it right, but we're making an effort. And he knows that our heart is sincere. And some things he's not going to be able to correct until we get to where he is, but at least we're trying. We're trying. And he knows it. We're trying. Yes. Yes, and that's what he said in Deuteronomy 30. He said, and this shall come to pass. Now listen to what he said. When all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among the nations where the Most High thy Elohim have driven thee, and shall return unto the Most High thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I have commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then the Most High Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Most High thy Elohim have scattered thee. All we got to do is we got to turn around and repent. Turn. He said, then, when I know you really serious, when I know you done had enough, when I really see that you're trying to seek me, I'm coming. That's what he said. No, there's no good thing that dwelleth in this flesh. It's not. We ain't gonna, if you want to be out in front, you can go be out in front. Ain't nobody running and jockeying for no position out in front. Go on out there. We're going to do what the Most High tells us. Oh, I don't know what y'all going to do, but over here, we're going to do what the Most High tells us to do. It's just simple as that.
It's like the sister said earlier, patience. And,
patience,
you know,
yeah.
You got to have patience. She was so spot on with that, just patience.
Yes. You might as well. It ain't going to happen till we It ain't going to happen till it happens. You might as well. You can't make him do nothing. He don't move until he get ready to. You can't. You'll just be turned around in circles. You'll be going through the motions for no reason, and nothing will happen. Trust me when I tell you, I know that from experience. You can't make him do nothing. He don't. If it ain't time, it ain't happening. It just ain't. It just ain't going to happen. You know, praise his holy name. We have a wonderful Savior, but he's going to... And you know what patience does? It matures you.
Uh-huh.
It does. It matures you. It teaches you how to wait. And you don't move just sporadically for no reason. You know, it calms your anxiety. That way you don't make decisions on the fly. It makes you think about things first before you decide to do something. It does. And it's a very wonderful tool when it's used properly. It teaches you how to focus. It does. It does. You know, you can't be hyperactive over here. You got to sit still. Cause he ain't gonna do nothing until he gets ready to do it. He's just not. He's not. It's not. He's going to do what he want to do when he want. He's a wonderful Savior. Woo! He is a wonderful Savior. I don't even deserve his love. I don't deserve none of it. The forgiveness, the mercy, the grace, none of it. I don't deserve none of it. But I'm glad he loved me. I'm glad, you know, those whom he loves, he chastises. Woo! I'm telling you.
Because he's our parent and we're the children.
Yes. He spanks, you know. And you be like, okay, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. But those whom he loves, he chastises. He does. Sometimes we got to get spanked to the brink of death. Yeah, we do. He'll bring you back, though. He'll bring you all the way back. I remember I was so sick, my skin had blotches on them. They would just had red blotches on them. My complexion had changed. I was so sick. You know, years ago, I was so sick. And I remember telling him, and my kids were small, and I remember telling him, if you're going to take me, you know, I can't stop it, but I would like to be around to see my children and my children's children. And I'm sorry and I repent. I was in the church. I'm sorry and I repent for all the things that I have done. If you give me another chance, I'll turn my life around. And you know what? The Most High did. He did. I mean, I was sick. When I tell you sick, oh, my goodness. You know, I know what it feels not to feel good. I know what it means when your body is weak and you just don't feel like doing that. And he came through. He came through. No, because I meant what I said. If you give me one more chance, I know a lot of people beg for some more time, but if you just give me one more chance, I'm going to do what you told me to do. No more, no less. And he will. He will honor you. He's going to put you to the test.
And he's not going to give you more than you can bear.
That's what they say, sis. Lord, mercy. That's what they say. Hold on. Area code 213, your mic is open and you're on the air. Area code 213.
Hello?
Yes.
Yep. What sect of Christianity are you?
We are not. We're Israelites. Well, we believe in the Messiah. We do believe in Christ.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. That's kind of confusing. Have you ever heard of the Israelites and Dimona, Israel?
I have. I've talked to some of them over there, Ben Amin's group. We have had conversations with them several.
Well, he's been dead for like 20 years, but there's someone else.
Yeah, he's been dead for about, yeah, I wouldn't say 20, but he's been dead for quite a while, yeah. Yeah. And they're still over there. They are. They really are. So, yeah, I do. We're familiar with them, you know. Yes, indeed. So, yep, that's what we are. I mean, you know, it's very, very, very interesting to be able to have this time like we have. We just have to have faith, and we have to believe him, and we have to trust him. The time that we live in. It's some very interesting times. You know, it is. Bless his holy name.
You know, you can see the judgment all in the land. You can start to really clearly see judgment now. Like this thing with the hurricane hitting California. I don't think that has ever happened since I've been alive, and I'm 57 years old.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, brother. You, Rosh Hashanah, it's a lot going on. I mean, everywhere, it's a lot going on. It really is. But the earth is crying out. The Bible said the earth is crying out. It is. It said it's really. Yes, ma'am.
What I felt so sad today, earlier I went to the park to walk the dog, and as I was going through, they had cut down trees. It was nothing wrong with them. Beautiful trees. They just cutting them down for no reason. And it really hurt me to see them just, you know, how they doing Mother Nature, that's all.
It is. It's really the earth is just crying out. It really is. But it has to be that way because Job said the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Everything is wicked. They're going through the earth putting wicked things in place, and people are doing wicked things, and the earth is just reeling and crying out. It is, because it was never intended for this. You know, but he knows that too. He created it. It's really doing some bad stuff. It's like, wow. It is groaning. Where is that scripture to say? But we know the whole creation, Romans 8:22-23. It says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but we ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. It's just a lot going on. It's constantly stuff going on everywhere. Fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, wickedness. It has just doubled. What can you say? You can do it, but wait. You got to wait on the Most High. There's nothing else. It is truly a journey. I'm telling you, it is a journey to go through this right here, to watch this right here. Woo! I think this man has pushed one again. Area code 213, do you have another question?
Yeah, I do. I got hung up on by you.
Okay, what's your question?
Well, Black Hebrews, aren't they the ones in Dimona consider themselves Jews? How are you considering yourself Christian?
Well, because I wouldn't say we Christians. I said we believe in Christ. We believe in the Messiah.
Okay.
So we don't really aspire to the Christian religion that is out here now. So, but we do believe in Christ.
So are you Jews?
We are Israelites. We are Hebrew Israelites. We're from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Yehuda. And that's what Jews are supposed to mean. So, yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, so why haven't you gone to Israel?
Well, we're kind of waiting on the Most High to deliver us from this place. For one, it's not as easy to just go into Israel like everybody thinks. I mean, you know, we've watched several other nations try to go in and to live there, and it's very difficult from what we see, but the Most High has promised us that he's going to take us back to the land of Canaan. Now, I don't know whether we'll go into Israel, the land of Israel, but we will go back to the land of Canaan because there's people already in Israel that are living that are professing to be Jews.
So, but why don't you visit the African Hebrews in Dimona?
Why don't we visit? Why would we have to? I mean, I don't understand. I don't know. I've never had a desire to go. For one, I don't want to go to my land and somebody tell me I have to leave. That's always been my issue.
Well, first of all, who would tell you to leave?
I mean, you can't go over there and stay. You can't go over to Israel and just be stay. You have to go for a reason. Several of us have gone over and tried to go in and be there for a while, and they were told that they could not stay. They had to leave. People,
to be honest, first of all, there are about 15 or 20,000 of them that managed to stay there that came from the United States.
Right.
I saw a documentary and all that.
Right. And
so
they don't have citizenship, though.
Yeah, but their kids are in the Army. Their kids are, like, citizens and grounded in on it. But they're not going to kick people out unless you have a criminal past. Any country you go to China, too, if you had a criminal history, even of, like, you know, parking tickets that weren't paid, they won't let you stay.
Right,
that's how things
right.
are.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you can go to African countries. I know people that went to Ethiopia that got kicked out for having a pot offense in the United States. So if someone's telling you some story about people not being able to stay, that's completely wrong. Some issue. Either they're running from something or they have a criminal background.
Well, when we get ready to go back to the land of Canaan, we have scriptures in the Word that says our Elohim is going to make sure that we get back there and that when we go back, we will be staying wherever it is that he puts us on the land of Canaan, and that's where we will be. So we're waiting on him to deliver, and we don't want to pay money to go over and visit when we want to go. When he allows us to go, we will be leaving together as a nation just like they did in Egypt. We're waiting on the second Exodus.
Well,
and we won't be
happen.
Under another government. We won't be under their government living on our own land. We won't.
Look, I'm not talking about Messiah's coming. I'm just saying, don't you want to see a functioning black Israelite community? Because I don't think there is one outside Israel. I don't think there is one. There's a functioning – hell, there's not even a functioning Nation of Islam community.
But that I beg to differ. We have a functioning black Hebrew Israelite community that's functioning in America. We have a whole nation of Israelites that are here in this country that are living the culture. We're keeping the laws, the statutes, and the commandments, and we're doing everything that our scriptures tell us to do, so we're functioning.
No, I don't believe that. Come on. There's not real communities there. There's not businesses that are set up. There's not community support. That's not the case. You know, it's dysfunctional in the United States. All these
we don't have some of us do have businesses set up. So yes, we are. We're functioning. We're waiting on our Elohim to come and get us. and do the things. Now, when you say functioning, that's debatable because I've been in contact with them myself personally, and I know that there's a lot of things they're not allowed to do. There's a lot of things that they don't even have over there. They've created a community over there that they have allowed them to stay, but there's a lot of things that they don't have access to that we were putting together to send over there for them to have. And it's minor things like toothbrushes and hair grease and shampoo and all the stuff that they've had to go through in order to exist on that land. So when we
Hold on a second. The Black Israelite community in the United States is not the same as the one there. They're strict vegetarians, number one. They won't even use toothpaste that has any type of fluoride in it or any kind of chemicals. You know that, right?
I'm sure they don't. But what does that have to do with them being real Hebrew Israelites? We are just as strict over here, but we don't have to be a vegetarian to be an Israelite.
All right. Well, they're strict vegetarian, but it's interesting because they have like a few cases of like stroke and heart disease. Those people live to the like in their 90s.
Well, like I said, we are a nation that lives our strict laws over here, and we do eat meat, and we follow the laws and the statutes of the Most High according to His Word. We do.
So what kind of meat do you eat?
I'm sorry?
What kind of meat do you eat?
We eat we eat according to the dietary law, the animals that He has allowed us to do in the dietary law and that He's given us.
So no one eats shrimp, no one eats pork, no one eats...
We don't eat all of that. No, we don't eat pork, we don't eat shrimp, we don't eat catfish. We don't eat all those things. So we are adhering to the dietary law that He gave us in the scriptures. We are doing the same thing.
And how are the animals killed? Are they killed in a humane way?
Well, now, that's something else. Depending on where you get it from, if you go to a kosher place, yes, you can get animals that are killed in a humane way. But, again, we may not do it to the letter, but the Most High honors us because we are making an effort until we get
to
where we're going.
So you guys go to Kroger's or Costco to buy meat?
Wherever we go, the Most High will honor it because we are doing everything in our power to do what we need to do.
Okay, so you also go to, like, McDonald's too, right?
No, we don't eat that. We do not.
You guys don't eat cheeseburgers?
We do not. I do not. Not from McDonald's, we don't. We do not. I don't.
But you eat it at other places?
I don't eat out at restaurants at all.
Well, if someone wanted to go out with you, if I took you out to lunch, would you eat a cheeseburger?
I would not. I would not eat at any restaurant. I would not do it.
If I cooked you a meal at my house, would you eat a cheeseburger?
I would not. And you know why? Because I don't know what you're cooking in your pots. And you may cook shrimp, and you may cook catfish, and you may do all of those things. So I don't do it. I don't know about anyone else. But I don't do
okay,
it.
Okay. Would you make it at your house? Would you make
if
me
I,
a
would
cheeseburger?
Would I make a hamburger at my house? I certainly would.
A cheeseburger.
I would make a hamburger. I don't eat cheese.
Okay. Would you make shrimp Alfredo for me?
I would not. I don't buy shrimp. I don't touch it.
The reason for the questioning is I was wondering if you follow the biblical laws of not mixing meat and milk. That's what it says in the Bible, which I know a lot of people don't.
Nope, I do not. I do not do it. I don't touch shrimp. I don't believe in any of that. Lobster, any of that. It's unclean.
All right. I realize by the way, do you know why that the original Hebrews didn't eat pigs?
Because the Most High said so.
Not really. But you know what the real reason behind it was?
No, because the Most High said so. That's why. Thank you for your comment. We appreciate that. Anybody else? Only because the Most High said so. That's why we don't eat it. Let me tell you why we don't eat pig. He said, where we at, brother? Brother Yerushalayim, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say this. This has been interesting. Just sitting back listening and questioning, you know, that kind of thing. That's cool. But just in case he doesn't know, you know, I have my own little stuff. I grow my own food. I produce my own, you know, and that's just crazy. I'm just sitting here listening to this. You know what I'm saying? Isn't there a space where people can go and get with themselves instead of getting in other people's spaces and all this? Because we're not bothering anybody. We're not violent. We don't believe in violence. Don't believe in none of that stuff. Don't even believe in being hateful. Don't.
No.
That's against the law. You treat everybody the way you're supposed to be seen. Well, way you want to be treated. But, you know, that's just crazy to me. It's just crazy.
And everybody seems to want to tell us. Let me say this one thing.
Yes, sir. And he said, there's not a functioning Hebrew Israelite community, a black Hebrew community. Oh, you go down to South Africa, you got the Limba. They've been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. Everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You go back and read some old books, and we won't have all these questions. You know, that's all I want to say about that. You know, you don't have to, like you said earlier, like we were talking about a while back, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. The judgment
mm-hmm.
is upon this land that we live in. The judgment
mm-hmm.
is here. You having things like that, you know, just wait just a little bit longer, and we all know. We all see.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We have a functioning Hebrew Israelite community in this land. And we have a very large number of functioning Hebrew Israelites in this land. So we don't have to reach anywhere but look right in our own mirror, and we're functioning a Hebrew Israelite nation. Now, let me answer the question about the pig. And I'm going to Leviticus chapter 11. This is why we don't eat it. And the Most High said, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are upon the earth. This is why, this is what dictates what we eat. It has nothing to do with anything else. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the hare, which is that bunny, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean to you. And the swine, that's the pig, though he divide the hoof, be cloven foot, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch, that they are unclean to you. This is why we don't eat pig. But, and it's real funny to me how when we know who we are, now everybody wants to put us under a microscope, and they want to compare us to other people. But one thing that we know is we know our Elohim, and we know who we are, and we don't have to explain anything to anyone. We're just being courteous because we have a radio show. We're doing what we feel like we need to do to be ready for when our Elohim comes. We don't have to go visit Israel. We don't have to sit in Israel. We don't have to get a passport and do anything, because when we leave, we're not coming back. We're not coming back. It's as simple as that. We're not coming back, you know, and we know that there are people in the land that are professing to be us, and we've watched it for, we've been here for 400 years, 400, because our Elohim scattered us. He put us here. So that's it. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. No need to explain, you know, we don't have to make it, we're not angry with anyone. This is what we've been doing, and we're waiting on our Elohim to deliver us from this place. It's as simple as that. It's just simple. You know, that's why we don't eat pig, because he told us not to. It's simple as that. It's no more than that. You know, but it's all good, because we are good with it. You know, we have spent our time here. We've built this place. Everybody has benefited from it. We've gotten our food stamps and our welfare, and we've went to college and got our education, and we've gotten our jobs, and we work every day, but our main goal is to go home to the land of Canaan, and that's where we're going. And we believe that, and we're waiting on him to deliver. Again, as we said earlier. You know? And it's just the seriousness of it all. You know? And now that we know who we are, it's a question. It's always, well, why come y'all don't? Well, how come y'all ain't doing this? Well, are you doing this? Or you should do that? It doesn't matter. We are doing what we feel like we need to do to be in right standing as much as we can in this captivity to our Elohim. And that's what we're doing. Period. You know?
And that is correct. And also I want to add, because someone was questioning someone else, on a YouTube I was watching one day, and they was asking them, well, you supposed to wear 100% cotton, 100% linen, and the material not supposed to be mixed. We have to wear what's available. Like you said, we're still in the land of our captivity. So we have to wear what's available to us while we are here, because they don't really – I don't know if they even make 100% cotton anymore. You have to special order that or whatever. But once we are in our land, then he will give us the materials and the clothing, that the proper things that we're supposed to wear. Because there's people right now that they wear wigs. And it was a special out telling the women to stop wearing wigs, because if you're a Hebrew Israelite, it was saying you don't know the wigs that you buy, whether it's synthetic, human, or what. You don't know whose spirit was on that hair that you are putting weave in your head, or the wig. And so they were asking them to come out of that, come out of the weave, come out, just wear the hair that the Most High blessed you with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, when, and another way to you know, because the word was left on record for an example. And the example that we have is Joseph. When Joseph went into captivity in Egypt, he did not turn around and say, I can't put that on because I'm an Israelite. Or I can't do that because I'm an Israelite. Now, he didn't bow down to other gods. He did not do that. He did not pray to other gods. But when they handed him that Egyptian woman, he didn't say, I can't marry her because she's not a Hebrew woman. He did what he had to do where he was to get where he needed to be so that he could help the children of Israel come in and be safe away from the famine. So all of the things that we do it in compromise, not in compromise, but in this captivity where we are, to the best of our ability with what we can do. And the Most High knows that. He knows where he put us. And it's hard for the other people of the other nations to accept it, because it always has to be righteous to the letter. What, did you do this? Are we the word say you're supposed to do this? We are doing to the best of our ability what we can until we leave here and go into our own land. And that's all he requires us to do, is to do the best that we can. And that's just the truth.
That's why you put your blessing over your
phone. Yes, ma'am. 415, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Y'all don't know what you're talking about. Isaiah said.
And we're moving on with that. And in moving on, anybody else? And moving on, you know, because it's always when you, like I said, somebody told me, always told me this. When you know you're on the right track is when the other people come on the scene and try to make you feel like it. When the people come on the scene and try to make you feel like you're not who you say you are, there's nothing you can say and there's nothing you can do to say otherwise. It's just not. It's not. If that's what you feel, you do what you need to do, but that is, it's not going to change anything. It's not.
Not at all.
No, we just not gonna change. You know, everybody is biblical scholars now that we know that we're the Israelites. Everybody is lining, measuring us under the microscope. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. For once in our life, we do. For once in our lives, we do. We do know what we're talking about. And in a minute, the world is going to know that what we were talking about is what we were talking about, because he's going to he already validating it. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. It doesn't really matter at this point, you know. But all praises be to the Most High. And, you know, like I said, we are mature Israelites, you know, and we're not angry with anyone, and we don't keep up a whole bunch of ruckus with anyone, and we're not going to debate the word because we are who we say we are, and we're waiting for the time for our Elohim to deliver us, whether everybody wants to accept it or not. It's just simple.
Well, that is true. Just go ahead and chalk it up and say we're crazy. Go home and enjoy your day and have a nice day.
Right. Right. Let's go have some. Let's chill out. Oh, hold on. Area code 717, your mic is open. You are on the air.
Hello, 717?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am.
This is
yes,
a frightening thing to the Gentiles and also the other Jews. This is a frightening thing to know that we are awakened and we truly believe the Most High. They're not going to fool us anymore. This is real and this is going to happen. So they're going to call in and twist the scriptures to confuse you or to try to put fear. This is happening and we're out of here and we are the real people. And it's frightening to these other nations. Hallelujah.
Yeah. It is. Hallelujah. All praises, you know, and it is what it is. I mean, it is it, you know. It's what it is. And it is very frightening. I mean, because no, you can't. Not the Negroes. They can't be the Israelites. That's why I showed you the book that said, the old ancient book that said the Chaldees were Negroes, you know, and it's frightening because it has to, the truth always causes a problem. Causes a problem. It is. We cause a problem. And it just is what it is. You know, and it's always 50 questions. What do you, what did you, are you all doing? What do you do this or do you do that? And it's like, no, we don't have to go through those 50 questions. We believe that we're the Israelites. We can prove that we're the Israelites because of the captivity and the torment that we have gone through in this country. We can prove that. We can prove it.
I'll say one thing because I know them ears still listening. I'll say this one thing. Go there and call them folks and ask them folks what they doing.
Right, right. What'd you say?
Yeah,
the ones
they more,
us, right.
They wearing,
right.
They wearing more mixed fabric than we are.
Oh, do. That's the truth. That is so true. And you know what? I believe that the people who are calling to question us are those people. I believe that that's who we're talking to. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too, because, you know, only they would do that. But, you know, they're over there wearing more big fabrics than we are. They're over there violating the Sabbath more than we do. They must don't think
right.
We know. You, and the Bible also says that you're going to be trodden down by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled. So
that's true.
You want to know who the Gentiles are? Just look over there in the land.
Look at Jerusalem. That's right. Real talk. I mean, but it's all good because this is when you know that you're on the right track. This is letting you know that you're on the right track because they're coming. They're coming for you, and it's okay. You know, it's okay because we're going to still stand to believe and do what we've been called to do, and that is to gather ourselves. And that's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what you say. We're going to gather ourselves in the name of our Elohim and be ready to leave when he comes to deliver us from this place. And it's almost over. You know, it's almost over. I can honestly say that this is almost over. We have served our sentence. We have done our time. And we are patiently waiting for him to deliver us. We're not going to visit Dimona. We don't have to go to Dimona to be Israelites. We Israelites right here. We are living the Israelite experience to the best of our ability right here. You know, whether people believe it or not, it doesn't matter. We're scattered all over. We're not in a condensed place. Living on a field somewhere, just us, we're a nation that's scattered all over this land. And we live in each, we're living it according to the best of our ability. And our Elohim is pleased with us. He's pleased with us because we're making an effort. And he promised that he was going to deliver us from this place, and I believe that with my whole heart. Anybody else have anything you want to say before we dismiss for the evening? Brother Uriah, I'm going to open up your mic if you have an announcement. Brother Uriah, do you have a comment or an announcement or anything?
No, not at this time, I don't.
Okay, thank you. Yep, so I mean, everything that we have said, we say every week. We're here to encourage each other every week. You guys be encouraged. Keep doing what you're doing and wait on our Elohim, and he will come and deliver. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. Thank you all, Brother Yerushalayim. Thank you, Sis Erico 504. Sister Jackson, we're going to be praying for you, and Brother William, we keep you in our prayers, and you keep praying for us as well. And we'll see you at our regularly scheduled program. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.